Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Toni Cartel. I'm here tonight with my boy, O'Dun. I'll say what's up to the people.
Yeah.
Oh, Biggity, you there?
Yeah.
Tell everybody what's up.
What's going on? I guess it's back in season right now. I'm excited. You know, we have an excellent show tonight. You know, special dedication. And but before we get into that, Toni, what's going on with you? What you been up to?
Nothing much. Just doing it how I do. You know how that goes. How about you? You enjoyed your little vacation?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, get over it because it's over.
Heart.
It's done. It's a wrap. Back to work.
Yeah,
back,
well,
to work. Back to work.
Back to the fun. I missed you.
I was just about to say. Sound like you missed me over there. That's what's up. I miss you too. No doubt.
I did, yeah.
But
and your voice.
Nevertheless, we back in the building, and usually we back in the building. We would have been there yesterday, normal days, Tasty Tuesdays. But tonight we come in real heavy on this one. This guy, he was a great deal. He was a big deal in our community, Irvington in North New Jersey, and a lot of people was affected by his passing. Real good dude, real good dude. You know, I remember him from back in the day, a lot of family events that was held at the church, and, you know, a few times, like, he really brought the pain to that church when he spoke. You know, everybody in the building listened. Real good dude. I mean, he will be terribly missed. He really would. And what we like from everybody out there that's listening, if you have any stories, any memorable moments that you can think of or that you want to share with us out there, to, you know, basically let us know how you feel. We pretty much know how you feel right now about the situation, but just kind of share with everybody, you know, how this man, he just was like, you know, that guy in your life, and let us know how he basically, you know, helped you as you grew up as a kid, because he's been around for a minute now. And like I said, and a lot of people, I didn't know, and it's sad to say, until he passed, I didn't really realize how big this dude was. Like, I really didn't know how many people knew him. It's like I woke up one morning and just like the whole timeline was flooded. That's how I found out about it. Sad as it is, but you know, Facebook is now the new 411. So that's how I found out about it. But you got any stories you want to share about Reverend Ron?
He Christian, my godson, at Christian Love Church.
Okay.
I was there for the service. My shout out to my godson Aiden, you know, best friend's father Elaine Engel. Yeah, I've been to this church, you know, a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a conversation with him when I took my mother in law up there. You know, they had like the toys, the tot, the Christmas drive, and
right.
We went up to, you know, to pick up toys for the kids, and we had a brief conversation. And that's when I realized how genuine this guy was.
Right.
I heard him, you know, preach his sermon a few times on Sundays, and he's probably one of the most, he was one of the most excited and dedicated preachers that I have heard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been to the church on another few other sad occasions. Friend of mine, who I passed away a few years ago, they had his wake up at the church. And then a few years after that, which was sad, is that, you know, his mother passed away. So,
wow.
You know, I was close friends. I'm close friends with the whole family, Princess and all of them. We all grew up down on Washington Street. So, you know, I made the services, and the church was very supportive to the family. And so, you know, I've visited Christian Love Church on a numerous occasions. I've actually, you know, heard a few stories of what this guy's done for, you know, ex-gang members to turn themselves in and turn their lives around.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he gave a lot of support. That's when I realized, you know, the type of person he was in and out, because the sad thing is, you know, you get a lot of, you know, so-called preachers or reverends, people who run these churches, who only do but so much for the community. It's like,
right,
you know, come hear this word, give me your money and go home. But that was far from who he was. You know, he had his struggles in life, and he wasn't ashamed of it. You know, he recovered from it. And you know, he was a very respectable man.
And that goes without saying. You know, everybody has their history. Everybody has their past that they're trying to overcome. And it's not really your past that you base your future on. It's how you make of it. You take today, you turn it around, and you make something of it going forward. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really how much of a past. And a lot of people I've noticed throughout the last past week, people are very judgmental, and now it's not the time. You know, that's what I was trying to explain to the individuals that I was speaking with. Now is really not the time to be judgmental. What he did in his past is not relevant to his today's work, because he is an awesome guy. He was definitely that dude, and it's just like I'm glad he is one that not only changed his past, but he helped others to change theirs as well. Just like, you know what I'm saying, he's setting an example, and that's what we needed in that community, in other community as well, for somebody to just basically let us know that, look, it's possible. You can change who you are, who you were, and everyone's perception of you. So that's what I definitely commend him for.
Yeah, like I read a lot of Facebook posts where, you know, people had their comments, you know, about him. And, you know, I've been kind of, and you know, reading over that stuff, and, you know, like one thing, actually one of my cousins had posted, and she was saying how, you know, she thought she would have more time to hear his word. And he was, you know, he was like, when you coming, you know, when you coming to church, and I guess all those things where, you know, I'm coming, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, basically she said, I can't do it. My head hurt. I'm in disbelief. I thought I had more time to hear a word from him. I don't care where he's seen me. He would always ask me why you wasn't in church. I was dealing a lot with my faith and was lost. Last time I seen him in church, he hugged me so tight. Sometimes all you need is a hug just to let you know everything will be all right. Only he knew that. I love you, Pastor, and your job down here was extraordinary. Job well done. Like, you know, these are some of the kind words that, you know, people have for him.
Mhm.
And you know, you can only respect a person like that. You know,
definitely.
Especially, you know, with people who had their own past only have kind words to say. You know, and I honestly, I've seen people who don't deal with people like that have you know, nothing but good things to say about Reverend Ron. You know, like I said, with my own experiences, it was just like, wow, like we really lost somebody extraordinary. We really lost somebody good. You
and know, I so. And I really want to, and that's where I'm at with it tonight. That's why I was just like really gung-ho on participating in the show tonight and tribute to him, because I want to hear the positive stories that everyone has, and I'm sure it's millions of them. And I really want to hear the stories that they have, I mean, from beginning to end, to what he did for them, and how they will forever remember this man. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, get for the people that's listening to call in and let us know how he sits in your heart forever, and how he will ever be, you know, forever be remembered in your mind, and what he has done for you and your family.
Yeah. Another story I heard was that the day before he passed away, a lady ran up to him into his arms crying that, you know, she was being kicked out of, you know, where she was staying at with her children. And this guy went into his pockets and basically gave all the money, you know, he had in his pockets You know, he basically just got the money, you know, and said, you know, I guess, you know, if it was questioned why he did it, you know, I can't be stingy if, you know, I have so much.
Right, right.
You know, and, you know, that, honestly, like, I think about it like that. That's what we once were as a people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we gave to each other. We stopped and we said hi to each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
we respected each other as brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. And, you know, there are a lot of people today who are still trying to lead that path and get us back there.
Right.
So, you know, it deals a big blow to us, not only as a community, but as a people, you know, when we lose people like this. At the end of the day, you know, we got to remember who these people were and kind of finish what they started. You know, continue
right.
the path that they set. You know,
right.
reaching out to the younger generation, letting them know, like, you know, we don't have to hate each other. You know, whether it's through, you know, us being brothers or whether it be through God. You know, no one teaches hate where we're from.
Right.
You know, we don't teach our kids to hate. You know, definitely in church, it don't teach you to hate. You know, so it's coming from somewhere. You know, we got to get back on that path where we're actually loving each other.
Right. And I'm wondering now, like, how many is really looking at this? Because we don't get many. We don't get many Reverend Rons. You know, we don't get many of those out there that's truly genuine to what they're doing and what their calling is and their job here on this earth is as far as the people. I'm really wondering how many is actually going to take this as a wake-up call to let you know that, you know, it's time to wise up and it's time to make a change. You gotta start from somewhere, because it, just like Reverend Ron, there was the Martin Luther Kings and a lot of people that put their life on the line and also put themselves out there to make a difference in this world, not just for black people, for people in general. And I really hope that people are paying attention, that you could be here today, gone later on today. It's not even tomorrow no more. You can be here today, gone 15 minutes later. And I don't want people to have to know me as to what I did in the past when I'm gone. You know, I want to be able to, when I leave here, I want to make sure that the people know that I was representing something positive and I'm on a different path than what you normally know me as. And I stood for my people and I wanted to help and I wanted to do this and I wanted to make sure the kids today understand that you're going to have disagreements and arguments between each other. That's what you do. And you either talk it out or if it comes down to blows and you fist fight it, but you always give that opportunity and that option for you to walk away and come back because it can be fixed later on. You know, so it's time someone, and I want to know who's gonna pick up and who's going to continue on what this man set out to do. I wonder how many of us is going to actually go ahead and, you know, make sure that what he stood for is actually recognized. And we do have a caller, and I want to bring this caller in so that they can share their experience with Reverend Ron. Caller, are you there? I guess they're a little nervous tonight. Okay, well, anyway, continue on. Maybe they'll call back in. But
hello.
Nevertheless, hello?
Yeah, this is Keisha. This is Keisha. I just want to say one thing. We're talking about the past. His past is his testimony. You have to talk about his past. That's what made him such a great man. He let people understand that you don't have to be who you were. You can come out of it. You can stand strong. You can own it. He owned it. And that's why I think that people generally loved him, was able to come to him, because they looked him as a real person. He wasn't just this person that was, quote-unquote, a saint. They know that he been through something. He knew they struggled. He came from their street, and he still was talking, and he was walking, and he saw a better way. So his past is his testimony that brought him closer to his people and his community that he was around. So when he
Definitely.
Said those words, when he walked out in those streets, what he did, and he started preaching with people and talking to them, he knew where they was coming from. When he saw an addict and a person saying, I want help, I want this to be over, he can sit there and say, I understand, brother. They know he understood what was going on, that he'd been in that prison. He can't out of it. And so his past is a part of him. If you talk about him, his past will come up. It's not to be ashamed of. It's a testimony.
No, absolutely. I don't doubt for a minute that he was ever ashamed of his past, and absolutely, definitely his testimony. But my point of my statement was, at the time of bereavement, that's not the time to focus on his past. He let him do that. You understand what I'm saying? He did that and built his empire off of his story, off of his experience, off of what he's been through. It's not for, oh, is he the such and such and such, or he the person that you talk about this man the way you see him. The way I saw him, I didn't see him in my light as the man of his past. I saw him as the man of right now, and how he's guiding, how he's setting an example, and how he's touching me. How he's doing something that many out there are not. So I don't base my memories or my experience with him off of his past. Yes, definitely, that's his stepping stone. Those are his bricks. Those are his foundations that built him to that plateau that he was at to the day he left this world. Absolutely. Like I said, everybody has a story. But his story is not only him, because he's so much greater than that.
Exactly. I mean, knowing him, like I did, what I got is that it wouldn't have took the ministry for him to be the type of person he was. That was just his calling. But he could have been a teacher. He could have been anything else. And guess what? He still would have been the man he was, because he was dedicated to making, you know, helping people and making it better for them and doing what he can to make that a reality. And I, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of people looked up to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's one of those things where, you know, when you meet him and you talk to him and you hear his words, that, you know, you get that same feeling, whether you know him for 5 minutes or 5 years. You know, you get that feeling like, you know, this guy is coming from the heart.
Right.
And, you know, you don't really meet a lot of people like that. So, you know, to lose somebody like that, I know it's a lot of hurting hearts out here. And, you know, just anybody that's listening, let them know, like, you know, my heart goes out to the family, you know, because that's the people who hurt the most with they seen this guy, you know, before he did anything in life, when he was just a kid running up and down the street, you know, with his friends, or, you know, going to school, sitting in classroom, laughing and joking. You know, those are the people that get hurt, that get hit the hardest with a situation like this.
We have a call with 973-65.
Hello?
Caller, hello? 973-650, you're on. I guess they got a little shy. Put them back in the queue. Well, I have a story about him a couple of years ago. I think it was like, I can't remember the year, like 2001. He was helping send people to rehab, drug addicted people to rehab and stuff. And actually, he helped my mother. And the reason why I brought up the situation about that is because if you ever been around him, he was not ashamed. That was his testimony. I think, though, a lot of times you have to talk about that, because that's what it's not all you talk about. It's not to be ashamed. It's like to strengthen him. He came from that. His words came from a place of knowing, not just talking the talk. He knew. You have people who were scared to turn themselves in. They go to him and they talk to him before they turn themselves in. It was something that he had. He had to go through those doors in order to be who he had to be in the community, so he could be able to do some stuff like that. So when I say stuff like say like his past, it's nothing to be ashamed. When I've seen little things people put down there, but to me it was just a testimony of how strong he was. His head was still up. He still was helping people, and he was a man. He owned it, and not more than he owned it, he brought a light in the community that needed it.
He definitely did that.
You know, when I heard about his death, it really hurt. I was hurt, and then I thought about something my brother told me. God takes the best. I'm like, yo, he took the best.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Exactly.
You're right about that.
But, yeah, you know, situations like this, it's never an easy situation, you know, especially when somebody gave so much of themselves to make, you know, not only, you know, their church or their home or their friends or their family better. Like, they, you know, you could be a stranger walking up to this guy and, you know, he would do what he can to help you.
Right.
You know, it's so many people out here like that. And the thing is, like, it don't get recognized. That's one of the things that kind of gets to me is that, you know, me still living in North, still seeing it every day, is that, you know, like, I talk to the people. I know them personally. I work with them. I know what's going on, but it's like, We continually get a bad rap. You know, like they said, bad news spreads quicker.
Right.
You know, and it's a crazy situation. And it's like you almost hate to lose somebody like this because you know how much more work that, you know, they possibly could have done, a greater impact that they could have had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it relates to, you know, to me, not, you know, of course, like, Tupac wasn't a minister, or he wasn't a person, you know, that was in church, but at the same time, he was somebody that probably would have had a great impact on our community, just like a lot of these other people, and, you know, we lost him at an early age, and, you know, so it's like, you know, where does it come from, you know? We need to keep this cycle going. Okay, we lose a good man, we need another good man to come. It's almost like, you know, with these gangs in these streets, you know, you lose this guy, you got these other young kids waiting to take over and stand in the spotlight. That's what we have to create for the better.
For the positive, right.
You know, okay, we lose this guy, who's coming along next? Who's ready to step in? You know, who's ready to help change this around and make it better for us? To help us be, most of us know that we can be as you know, men, black men, you know, in America. You know, like, it's so, you know, that's just what's been running through my mind since I heard the news. It's like, wow, you know, who's next to really step out there to give themselves and to help others, to help make it better, to help change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
To help put us on that track that we can grow and we can, you know, step into the light as a people that, you know, we know that we can be, but, you know, the powers that be don't want us to realize who we have. So,
absolutely.
You know, my mind just, you know, it always goes a thousand ways when there's situations like this, and you know, just, you know, like I said, anybody listening who had that real close relationship, you know, with Reverend Ron, just know, you know, my heart is with you. You know, you're in my prayers. And, wow, like.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know.
This is a definite great loss. It really was. I mean, And I can't help but keep asking myself, like, what now? Like, what next? Like, how are we going to bounce back from this? You know what I'm saying? Not so much in a negative way, because, you know, you can get mad and upset, your feelings can get hurt, and you can just, you know, a lot of people can get to the point where they just feel as though, okay, now I'm just going to give up. You know what I'm saying? We're human. We expect, you know, you're expected to have those feelings because I myself get those feelings. But who's going to pick up where he left off? Who's going to adapt and adopt that same type of genuinity in that heart that he has? You know what I'm saying? So if it's more people that stand up the way he did and that just takes on the characteristic that he has, I mean, because you can never meet him. You can just meet him that first time, and it's like a vibe that you'll get from him. It's just something that jumps from him to you that lets him know, lets you know that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? You don't get that from many people. And I've come across plenty of people that I've met on a daily basis, and you just don't get that vibe that somebody is just telling you that it's okay, and that's what we need. That's what a lot of these people out here need, that's that certain person that lets you know that whatever your trials and tribulations are, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And then not only that, because it's very easy to say it, but this man actually took you by your hand and guide you step by step to let you know, look, this is where you need to go. I see your path. I see where you're heading, but if you take this route, then you will be okay. This is how you can be okay, you know? So what now? What now? Who's going to make sure that what he set out to do is going to continue on? How are we going to continue to make this man, what he did, not go in vain? Who's going to stand up and say, okay, he set an example for us. Let's not take it for granted. Let's continue it on. Because if there's more Reverend Rons around, we can clean up a lot. We can definitely clean up a lot, and we can fix a lot. We can get, if it's 10 kids that's standing on the corner, and if you reach one, then you definitely, you're making progress, you know? So if you get one on every four corners, you got four kids right there. After a while, you're going to start weeding them out. After a while, you're going to have one person standing there alone. You're going to have to either, you're going to have to get up off the pot, or you're going to have to do your business. So you either come on in or you keep it moving. So when you present it with positive energy all the time and negative is not really affecting the positive, then you're winning. So how are we going to continue to build the positive energy that this man left in our hands? Because that's what he did. He left it in our hands. Now what are we going to do with it?
Exactly. You're definitely right about that.
You know, it's
you might have to step out.
One shot.
It's sad. It really is. I definitely want to make sure that anybody out there is listening. If you want to call in, if you just want to give a rest in peace to Reverend Ron, then you know we're all here to listen. You just want to express yourself on how you feel about the situation, anything, whatever it is, that how this man impacts your life. Let us know. Share your story. Share your moment. Share your memory, whatever you have that you want to share with us. Feel free to give us a call and let us know.
Also, some other information I had is that it's viewing services tomorrow at the Christian Love Baptist Church on Lyons Avenue from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's the information that I got. You know, go for the viewing and pay your respect to the family and the friends, you know, Reverend Ron. I'm going to try to make it up there after I get off, you know, probably tomorrow evening. I'm going to go out there and pay my respect myself.
Right.
It's been good. The address of the church.
It's definitely, you better get up there. Make sure you give yourself enough time because it's going to be packed.
Oh, yeah, that I know. 830 Lyons Avenue, Irvington, New Jersey. Yeah, I'm going to definitely get up there tomorrow. Just you know, stuff like this, like I said, you know, you it's something that you, you know, like, you know, a famous song, Life Goes On, you know, I mean, we all still, you know, live our own lives, but it's like a piece of your life that's just lost.
Right.
You know, it's gone, you know, and I know that personally through, you know, friends that I have lost. It's like, you know,
we're losing them every day.
You always have that moment.
I just came across a story that a young lady is telling about him. She said 4 years ago, she crossed paths with the Reverend. It was one of the snowstorms that happened in October. He stopped to help her dig out the snow, but when they couldn't get it, he offered his Range Rover with no questions so she could get herself home. See, that speaks what type of man he was. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And, you know, he just gave her a car. He didn't know her. He come up and so, you know. And look at the fact how he did for the church. Like, you know, when he came to the church, it didn't have many fellow people there. He turned that church around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's definitely going to be somebody that's going to be missed.
Because of him, like, that became one of the most popular churches in the area.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Christian love. And actually, you know, a friend to the show, you know, Javelli, a.k.a. Freak Malik, was saying that he visited the church with his best friend when he was in town. And he was basically saying, like, he never seen so many young people in church.
Right.
You know, but that's the type of crowd that he drew. You know, he got through to the younger kids and the younger generation, and they wanted to come see him, and they went to see him, and they was there. You know, like I said, you know, like my godson, you know, was Christian in that church, and you know that's where
he read other religions. Like, if a Muslim guy can't find his story, how he said every time he came in contact, like, you're my favorite Muslim, you know, he always greeted him with the Muslim saying, like, it's the respect that he showed, no matter who you were.
Right.
Well, what place you came from, the way he treated people, and then when you left him, you know, the type of thing he left on your soul, on your spirit, that he always was him. And that's a beautiful thing. Like, you know, sometimes people think that you go into a religion and you have to completely change who you are. Like, you become this totally different person. But he showed us something else that was beautiful. That, and our heart definitely goes out to his family. I want to thank his family because, you know, for having such a beautiful and awesome person. And because, you know, the nights he's in there talking to, you know, other people, those nights he's in there with his family, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I said I really hope that, because, you know, that something like this can actually discourage a person that, you know, we don't know who he touched the day before. We don't know who he just was introduced to 5 minutes before or that day before. And somebody could have been looking at him, and I'm almost positive it was plenty of people looking at him like he was their hope. You know, he was giving them guidance of hope and willing to be that person to help them to change. And I really hope, and if you're out there listening, please do not get discouraged. Yes, we took a great hit. We took a great loss. And I hope that you remember every word that he said to you before his passing, and you take that and you move on. Take that as something, as a building stone. Take that and you move forward and continue on the journey that he's placed you in front of. And I hope that you definitely keep him in your heart and your mind, that way as though that you are going to continue to be the person that you need to be and who you're set out to be. Don't get discouraged. Don't lose your faith. Whatever your faith is, however, whatever your religion is, don't lose it. Don't feel as though you have nothing else to gain and nothing else to move on for, but you do. And that's what his purpose was here, to make sure that he let y'all know that you do have a purpose and you are somebody that you can move forward and definitely become something other than who you're being called or who you're expected to be or who you think that you are. You're much better than that. So please don't get discouraged. It is still life. You still have to go on. You still have to move on. Continue to move on in the path that he set you on.
Yeah, because the thing I remember is, like, going, you know, like, visiting the church. I think I went there, like, twice. as far as like Sunday, you know, and but it was like the whole time he was there, like it was just exciting. His style
yeah.
of preaching, the word that he got, like you were just excited to hear him preach. Like you wanted to come back and hear it again, you know. And with me being a member of, you know, another church, like I couldn't make it there every Sunday. But when I did go, like I probably had the best time at church on Sunday at that church, you know, hearing him preach and his way of preaching and his way of getting the word out, you know. I can clearly understand how, you know, people gravitated toward him and loved him, you know, with his work in the community, just the way he preached, his heart, you know, everything, you know, just everything about this guy. It was just like, you know, it was positive. You know, he gave you who he was. You know, if he wasn't this type of person, you know, he didn't give it to you. If he was
right.
that type of person, that's what he gave you. You know, everything was real.
You
know,
he can only be who he was, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like
I said, this is a tribute to Reverend Ron. We definitely wanted to get in here, get our voices heard, and get you guys' voices heard, and let you know that he was definitely loved and respected in the community out there. And I just wanted to send my condolences and my love and support from Crossover Radio to the family, and rest in peace, which we sure you will definitely do. And we're going to go ahead. If there's no one out there that want to get their few words in, we're going to go ahead and, Key, you say your last little bit, and, oh, you go ahead and say your last little bit, and we're going to wrap it up.
All I want to say is that, you know, it's never too late. Tell people around that you love them. Like, we forget that we live on borrowed time. Make the best of it, you know. I'm not saying dwell on death. Definitely live it. Laugh, you know, love. Stop. Don't hold on to these grudges. It makes no sense at the end of the day. You can't make nobody do anything. You only can change you. Use, you know, your time wisely. You know, all this hating, when you don't get the color of your skin, whatever. That's all that is. It's not even relevant. You know, love long. Like, love grow strong. And, you know, happy moments, you know, laugh. Have fun.
Exactly. Cause that's all I like to do. Laugh and have fun.
We know.
So, you know, we definitely got some. We wanted to take tonight's show out to dedicate it to, you know, Reverend Ron Christian, and, you know, to let, you know, all the viewers and his followers, let them know that, you know, our hearts is out. You know, we'll be back next week with a fresh new show. We got some interesting things coming up for the show this season. Tony, you want to elaborate on a little bit of what we're going to be doing this season?
We're going to turn up. That's what we're going to do. We're going to turn up. We're going to be back in the building. We're going to act a fool like we normally do. Hopefully y'all want to come in and join us when it gets real hectic and real hot around the building. You know, I got to keep O in line like I normally do. I got to be the mother around here until Key step in the building and then she shut it all down. But, you know. but we're going to be back. We're going to be back effective next Tuesday. And we're definitely looking forward to having a good time. We want to introduce something new that we're starting. It's called Call In Your Love Letter. And basically, in a nutshell, what that is any type of way that you're feeling about that certain someone and you want to get it off your chest, you call in and you express yourself, and hopefully they're listening. Even if they're not listening, you just, you know, go ahead and get that little moment out, and we're listening and we want to hear what you got to say, because O is nosy. And I'm just here to, you know what I'm saying, support you and how you feel in your heart to your significant other and how you feel with your love and your husband, your wife, the babysitter, the teacher, you know, whoever you got little thing for, call in your love letter.
Yeah, my.
You know, O got a lot of letters, you know. We're going to start off with O, because O got a lot of letters.
Hey,
Tony,
Tony
getting the first love letter from me.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you're a player. I know about your love letters.
Listen, I got to Tuesday to edit it and get it right.
Wait a minute. Oh, right. I heard about you. Last
heard about
weekend,
me?
I heard about you. Oh.
You heard about me last weekend?
It was that last weekend, last week. I heard about you. Oh.
We can talk about that off air. Off air.
Wait, no, I want to know about it now. The people want to know. What happened? What I'll do? Because you got to tell me. We got to go out. I mean, we're getting ready to head off. We might as well go ahead and spill his tea while we out there.
He was a good guy.
I think, we need a meeting.
All right, after the show, meet me downstairs outside the studio.
I'm on my way down there right now. Y'all can close it out. I'm going to get my seat. I got to get the head table seat so I can see what O be in, too.
Okay,
I'm a good boy.
I'll do that.
Make sure y'all tune in next Tuesday. We back at it.
Thank y'all for listening. We out.
Got it.